The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I have noticed one very specific thing about Pilates instructors, and I finally went back to working out last week. I feel like I've been bragging for the last couple of weeks that I'm like, I've stopped working out and I feel so much better, which isn't a lie. I think I was just working out so much, doing the classic high intensity type exercises that a lot of people get wrapped into. You kind of get addicted to the high of feeling like you just ran a triathlon every time you went. You go, you do the treadmill for 30 minutes, and then you go and you lift weight for 30 minutes and you feel like you could do anything.
Okay, now we're right in my strike zone right now. So Abby and I were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I got her this heart monitor because she does, but she works out so much and she was getting frustrated. And your body doesn't know one stress from another. It just knows it's stressed out. So if you're like Abby, who is high value and always doing everything right, 110%. So if she's going to the gym, she's stressing her body out. She's got a very stressful job also. All your body knows is stress. It doesn't know where it's coming from. So you have to back off a little bit, which is very hard for a personality type like Abby, or it can really affect your health.
I know. And so I just wasn't seeing results. And so I was like, well, if I'm seeing the opposite results, I'd rather just get the same results and watch Gossip Girl reruns. Like for me, I would just rather do that. But for me, I just know that's not sustainable for me, because I think at some point I'm going to go, I am so lazy. What am I doing sitting on this couch? Like I need to do something. And then probably in a year, I'll do the same thing, being like, I was working out all the time and then nothing happened. So I decided to switch from the classic high intensity workouts, even though I was trying to do them low intensity, to Pilates, because every girl I know that does Pilates is hot. And I was like, I want to look like that. Like I want your body.
There is one, maybe you work out at this place right down the road here. There is one like shopping center over by Super Rica.
That's where I go do hot yoga.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, right there. I don't think it was designed this way, but there's Pilates, there's hot yoga, there's massage. And every time you go or you drive by there, there are 50 tens out in the parking lot going back to their car.
Oh, thanks.
For sure.
Great. Really?
Yeah, so, dude should be lined up on the sidewalk on chairs, tailgates.
Hey, let's.
It is the MILF strip mall. You can get a margarita from Super Rica. You can go do hot yoga. We've gotten smoothies down there before.
Yes. So there literally is. There's Yonder Yoga. There's a grooming place, so you'll see some pets. You'll see a couple of dogs, and you might consider them tens too. I don't know. And then when you have a smoothie place, then there's a restaurant, a massage, like a foot massage place, and then there's Stellar Bodies. So it's like all right there.
All the stock in Lululemon is in that particular shopping center right there.
So I'll be honest with you. I went to Pilates for the first time in 3 weeks. This is my first time working out in almost a month, which is crazy for me. Like I just never take that kind of time off. I mean, the fact that I went on a vacation for a week and didn't work out was crazy for me. This is just like not something that computes with me. And then I was kind of got back and I was like, oh, this is really addicting, this whole not doing anything thing. So I was a little nervous because I'm like, how much muscle have I lost? Because I haven't really eaten any protein. I've kind of just been eating Mike and Ike's for breakfast and trucking along. And so I was nervous because A, I've now joined a new gym, and B, I am not in the tip-top shape to where you want to impress your instructors. And I say that because Pilates instructors are a very specific breed of woman. And I want to make it very clear, because I know some of the people that teach me Pilates listen to the show, that this is not a bad thing. It is just an observation. There have been so many people that have helped me in the Pilates world. Please understand if you're listening to this, like, I'm not coming down on you, but what do they know that they are training me for war. I feel like it goes like Marine boot camp workers, top army officials, and then Pilates instructors. They are so stoic and I don't want to say unhelpful, because they are helpful, but Pilates is as intimidating as it looks. I only got into Pilates because there was someone kind enough to invite me to a beginner's workout class. And I was like, thank you for inviting me, because this is really intimidating. And they just looked at me and they're like, yeah, it is. And I've probably been 10 or 12 times to a Pilates class, and it never gets less intimidating. The machine looks like a medieval torture trap.
It does.
And every single time you go, there is a move that it seems like everybody else knows that you don't know. Yesterday, we did something called spider kicks, where you literally have to get on the reformer, which is this big platform that moves, stick up your leg and cross it over to the bar, and then put your crotch to the person next to you and then just start bending. And it looks so easy, but then you start getting tremors like you're 90 years old, and the instructors are just looking at you like, okay, grin and bear it. Whereas I feel like every other instructor I've ever had, like, kind of, they don't baby you, but they're like, oh, you look like you're really struggling. Here, let me show you how to help you. Whereas that girl is just giving you death glares from across the room, being like, how dare you shake your leg like that? I'm like, I can't, it's involuntary. So I know it's going to be good for my body in the long run, but I feel like I've just signed up for basic training.
I have had so many meathead friends that have been talked into going to a Pilates class by their girlfriends, right?
Yep.
Just so they could have the common experience. And they have walked out of there and go, I will never do that again. I would rather squat 790 pounds and have a hernia pop out of my stomach than go to Pilates ever again.
I couldn't walk back to my car. I accidentally went to the wrong studio, the one where you have to like walk a little bit because it's in the Works shopping center. Normally I do go to the one that's in that parking center. And it's like 5 feet to your car, and then hopefully you make it back to your apartment. I looked like like a baby deer learning how to walk for the first time because of the Pilates. So yeah, beware.
All right, so I found a Reddit thread that I found fascinating, and I wanted to throw it out there to our Burke Show listeners, because hopefully we can learn from your mistakes. And the Reddit thread is, what's the biggest red flag you ignored? All right, what's the biggest red flag you ignored in a relationship? 1-855-BIRCHOW, 855-237-8746. So some of the examples, and there is one that is like, it is a hard life lesson, but it is really, really good. So what's the biggest red flag you ignored? He hadn't actually told his ex that, they were broken up, just that they needed to take a break. I should have taken a break too at that point.
Ooh. Absolutely.
That is and again, these are red flags that people ignored, stayed with the person, and then ultimately the relationship crumbled.
A lot of people will take you from someone or not necessarily think how they were treating the person before you got there. They won't treat you the same way. And I feel like people ignore that a lot.
I also feel like the red flags you ignore at the beginning are always the reason the relationship ends. Like, this to me seems like more than just a red flag. Like, that would have been a sign for me to just split up. But something that seems kind of trivial that is a red flag is always going to come to bite you in the butt at the end.
Next one, his friends had to convince me to stay with him after I was hospitalized for 3 days and he didn't visit once.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely not. You got to go.
Right? And his friends were the ones that convinced her to stay and ignore that red flag.
I don't know if those are your friends.
No, they were his friends.
Oh, his friends.
His friends.
Oh, I got it now.
Had to convince me to say, not her friends.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, girl,
no.
We would have, come on now.
You got to date one of the friends. You got to start homie hopping.
The homie hopping.
That's what the kids call it.
Yeah. The biggest red flag I ignored was the one I was waving in my own face every time I chose to lie about or omit something to avoid hurting my wife's feelings or to avoid an argument, instead of just being transparent and forthcoming and figuring out our problems. Happy spouse, happy life. That doesn't. That's,
happy spouse.
Happy life, happy wife.
Happy spouse, happy house.
Thank you.
He wrote that. I did not, obviously.
Okay, yep.
He meant to either say happy wife, happy life, or happy spouse, happy house, but he just combined the two. Anyway, he said, that's a big fat lie, people. You're going to hurt your best friend real bad if you keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Next, when conversation and meetups are always initiated by you and never by them, one-sided relationships suck.
Absolutely.
Again, this is a Reddit thread. What's the biggest red flag you ignored? Sometimes the drama she had with other people didn't make sense. Like, I'd ask, what did they say? And she would generalize in a vague way. One time I doubled down and asked literally what exact words were said. And she started crying because she was so upset. Turns out she invented drama.
Whoa.
Including faking phone calls, emails, text messages. She couldn't give me the exact words because there were no exact words. She was just an effing sociopath.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane. I do believe some people walk around and just enjoy drama.
They love it.
They got to find it somewhere.
All right. So again, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW if you have a big red flag that you ignored that you want to share so we can learn from your sakes. So this is the one I was telling you about out the gate. Their red flag. I thought he put me on a pedestal, but really it was in a box. Never be anyone's everything.
Ooh.
Right?
That's a bar.
Like, and it's so short, but it's so simple, but it's so huge all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, of course you want somebody to dote on you, but you don't want to be somebody's everything because then what's left?
And this is unfortunate, but most of the time with a lot of people, if you give them absolutely everything that they desire and that you are, they'll take advantage of it instead of honoring it.
All right, Sarah, thanks for joining the Burt Show. What is the biggest red flag that you ignored?
Okay, real quick, I just want to say, long-time listener, love you guys.
Love you too.
So it was my ex, late teens, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I were together for about 3, maybe 4 years, give or take. And each year he broke up with me around his birthday, and I never really understood why. And he would always get back with me a few days later. It was until we broke up that I realized he would do that so he could freely cheat and basically use the fact that he was single at the time. And I didn't know until after the fact. And needless to say, I wanted closure after the fact, but it's one of those, why do you want closure? But I was young.
All right, so he was getting birthday sex, but not with you because he had broken up with you. Correct. Because he wanted to get it with somebody else.
Oh, my God.
And three times you said this happened.
Yeah, use that loophole.
That's devious.
I was young. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Sarah, you take that apology back. You have nothing to apologize for that you were dating a D-bag.
You are not at fault here.
You're right.
Thank you so much for calling. Hey, Kate, thanks for joining the Burt Show. What is the biggest red flag you ignored?
Hey, everyone. Biggest red flag was when I was dating my now ex-husband. He told me that his baby mother broke up with him because when she found out she was pregnant, she felt like he wasn't father material.
Okay.
So here I am, years later, I have 2 children with this man. We're divorced, and he doesn't take care of his children or visit with them. So I should have just...
So that red flag was what his first baby mama was saying, and you just chose to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, thanks so much for calling.
Here, Burt Show. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.